This week's parsha, this parsha's Toldos. Parsha's Toldos is the end of Yitzchak's life. Mostly describes actually Yitzchak's goings on, various different things that went on in Yitzchak Avinu's life. And then it moves on, at the end of the parsha, to describe the famous incident of Yaakov and Esau, the brachos. Yaakov getting the brachos in a very, very seemingly deceitful way, tricking his father Yitzchak. A lot to talk about that. But I want to share with you a very beautiful thought that I saw in the Moshe Feinstein Sefer Darash Moshe, that I believe, if we take it perhaps one step even beyond where he does, we can learn out a very, very, very fantastic lesson from him. If I were to ask you, which one of the Avos was the choicest of the Avos, the greatest of the Avos? Who would you say off the cuff? Meir would say Avram. What would you say? You have three choices: Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What would you say? Avram. I'd probably also say Avram. After all, Avram started it all going. He got the whole religion underway. I would say for sure it would be Avram. But in the eyes of Chazal, Yaakov is called Bechir HaAvos. He's called by Chazal in the Medrash Bechir HaAvos, the choicest of the Avos. And his face, Yaakov Avinu's face, is engraved on the Kisei HaKavod, on the Holy Throne of Hashem. Not Avram, not Yitzchak. So Moshe Feinstein makes the following incredible observation. How does the Torah describe Yaakov in his first 77 years of his life? How much do we know about him in his life in the first 77 years? The answer is very, very little. It says, Vayigdulu ha'na'arim. The lads grow up. Esav is a man of the field. He's a hunter. Yaakov is Ishtam. He's a simple man. Yoshev Ohalim. He's sitting. Which tent is he sitting in? Rashi comments tells us he's sitting in the tent of Shem Ve'Aver. In other words, what's Yaakov doing? He's learning Torah. The first 77 years of his life, besides the one incident which Torah records, and he sells the soup to Esau, the lentil soup, in place of the Bechora, in place of the firstborn, right to the firstborn. Aside from that, we don't know nothing else about Yaakov, except that the Gemara tells us that he goes to hide for 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Aver before he goes to find a wife at 77 years old. That means, aside from that episode and getting the brachos, there's almost nothing told about Yaakov in the first 77 years of his 147 years of his life. Remarkable. Except what are we told? We told Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. Says Rav Moshe finds the following idea. Avraham Avinu was tested how many times?
10
tests. He passes them all. Yitzchak Avinu, we also find in the Torah, he's tested multiple times. Doesn't have children for the first 20 years of his marriage. Now Keda happens to Yitzchak. And yet Yaakov Avinu, we have no description except for the fact that he's called Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. Says the Moshe Feinstein. From here we learn a very amazing idea. Of course, when a person is tested, like we mentioned a few weeks ago, that makes a person great. That's true. No doubt about it. But there's also something very, very special about when a person is not being tested, when a person is not being challenged, when a person has things going just exactly the way they are, perfectly, smoothly, no challenges, no difficulties. And under those circumstances, to plug away. Under those circumstances, to pound, learn hard, to be intensely involved in Torah study is no less of a feat, no less of an accomplishment, no less valuable. And in fact, says Moshe Feinstein, he's the Bechir HaAvos. In other words, we don't ask for tests. We daven every day, Hashem, don't bring me to a test. I don't want to be tested. I don't want that challenge. Who knows if I'll pass the test? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yaakov Avinu was the choice of the Avos because He wasn't bothered. He wasn't disturbed for all those years. Things were calm. And to be able, when things are calm, and things are good, and things are going smoothly, to be able to learn without interruption is not a small feat. Not something which is not worthwhile or meaningful. In fact, he becomes the Bechir HaAvos. I wanted to share though what I think is the next step of a Moshe Feinstein thought. Avosai, which one of the Avos had the toughest life? Which one had the toughest life?
Yaakov.
I would say Yaakov. He wasn't one of the Avos, Yosef. Right. Let's talk about Yaakov for a second. Let's talk about Yaakov for a second. In the womb, Esav starting up with him already. He has to deal with Esav already. Esav wants to kill him. Then he has to deal with Lavan for 20 years with a guy that tricks him 100 times, says the Torah. Then he has a problem with his daughter, Dina, taken by Shechem. Then he has a problem with his son, Yosef. His whole life is a disaster. Okay, but he had very tremendous challenges in his life. Tremendous nisyonos Yaakov had. So it seems to me, in light of Moshe Feinstein's idea, perhaps something emerges. How did Yaakov survive those challenges? How did Yaakov endure those unbelievable nisyonos? Having his daughter taken by Shechem, having Yosef gone for 22 years, Esav coming to kill him. You never find Yaakov once in the entire Torah complaining about his lot. How did he have the ability to sustain himself during those challenges? It seems to me it's because he had a tremendous foundation. It's because for 77 years he learned Torah basmada. Torah became part of his being. Torah became part of his kishkas. Torah became the way he thought. He thought like the Torah personality. And as such, no matter what came upon him afterwards, no matter which challenge came upon him, he was ready for the challenge. He had a foundation of Osai. What I want to talk about for the next 2-3 minutes before we close is the idea of foundation. Fellas, what you're doing in yeshiva this year is strengthening your foundation. Hopefully, from everyone's home that they came from and from the school that you went to for the last 12 years of your life, you established part of your foundation. For some of you, it's a little stronger. For some of us, maybe it needs a little strengthening. What's the job of yeshiva? The job of the yeshiva is to establish and fortify a very, very strong foundation. To make sure that, you know what? When I go out into the world, and I become a lawyer, I become a doctor, I become a businessman, I become an accountant or an actuary, or whatever I do one day in life, I have a Torah foundation with me that guides me. That means if I have challenges one day at work, because my entire office is going to a party, and it's not exactly a party which is a party that's appropriate for a Ben Torah, I know how to act. You know why? Because I have a foundation of Torah which tells me, which guides me how to act my entire life. It means if I have a problem down the road with somebody, with a neighbor of mine, because my neighbor starts doing work on his house and it's bothering me, and how do I deal with that? The answer is, you deal with it like a Torah personality deals with the problems and challenges that they have in life. Because after all, the Torah guides my way of thinking, the Torah guides my lifestyle. What does the word Torah mean? So many explain the word Torah means a language of Hora'ah. Hora'ah means teach. The Torah teaches. The Torah teaches us not just laws, not just do's and don'ts, not just don't wear a suit if that shot is in it, and make sure you eat kosher, not just those, but the Torah teaches us a way of life. In fact, we say in Davening, Kihem Chayenu Baruch Yameinu. Torah is our life. What does it mean? It's a way of life. It means it's a way of thinking. It's a way of responding. It's a way of reacting. It's a way of living one's life on a different kind of existence. Abosa, this is perhaps what Yaakov Avinu was doing for all those years. He knew that he was going to be in Galus. Yaakov was the one of the Avos that was most in Galus. More than anybody else, Avram was True, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael his whole life, but Avram, he only came on the scene at 75 years old. Before that, he was in Haran. Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov was in Galus his whole life. And he had challenge after challenge after challenge. And the way he endured those challenges, fellas, was because he established his foundation. And so, what everyone should be trying to work on now, over the next couple of months in Yeshiva, is working on fortifying and establishing our foundation. Every blot of Gemara you learn is making your foundation stronger. Every time you chazer, making it stronger. Every Musar Shmuz you listen to and enters into your mindset and you think about makes your foundation stronger. Every bracha you make with Kavala makes your foundation stronger. Every time you work on your midos and you overcome a certain challenge, maybe it's getting up in the morning to get the tree shear. Hint, hint. Maybe it's, I don't know, staying a little 10 minutes later at night, All those things are enhancing and strengthening your foundation. These are the years. These are the years that are for you to make yourself solid and strong. Don't think we're done after the yeshiva. We're not done. Of course we're not done. We have to always build on ourselves all the time. But as strong as a foundation is, that's how strong the building will be. If you want to build a skyscraper and it's a very, very weak foundation, messed up. If you want it to be a very, very strong, tall building, you dig deep into the ground with very, very strong foundations. I would say every person in this room can be a skyscraper. Every person in this room can fly high, can become a great, great, real, real Ben Torah, real, real tzaddik. Everyone can do that. But the way to do it is by digging into the ground first, by establishing yourself at a foundation that's very, very strong, making yourself a strong foundation. And Be'ez Hashem, when that foundation is strong and fortified and solid, then you can build off that. Like Yaakov Avinu, 77 years, built the foundation, and I helped him, guide him through all the challenges that were to come his way throughout his life. Hashem should help us maximize every single day we have in Yeshiva. Fortify our foundation, make ourselves strong, strong, strong. So we'll be zochah Be'ez Hashem for many, many years to come to build on those foundations and become the greatest Bnei Torah, the greatest Jews, the greatest people we could possibly be. A wonderful Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah.